Things could be worse, said Hester, finally.
How could it be worse? Hort shrieked. The boy we thought was our saviour and new best friend turned out to be the most evil scum on the planet.
I'm not one to defend Sophie, but it isn't her fault, said Dot. Rian tricked her like he tricked all of us.
Who says he tricked her? Countered Rina. Maybe she knew his plan all along. Maybe that's why she accepted his ring.
To steal Agatha's place as queen? Even Sophie isn't that evil, scoffed Anadil.
We just stood there instead of fighting, said Hester, frustrated at herself. We should have done something.
It happened too fast, said Hort. One second the gods are parading the snake's dead body, and the next they're grabbing Tedros and slamming Merlin over the head.
Did anyone see where they took him? Rina asked.
Or Guinevere? Said Dot.
What about Agatha? Asked Lathan. Last I saw, she was running through the crowd.
Maybe she escaped, said Dot.
Or maybe she was beaten to death by that mob out there, said Anadil.
Rather take her odds than be stuck in here, continued Lathan. I've lived at Camelot most of my life. These dungeons are immune to magic spells. No one's ever gotten out.
We don't have any friends left to get us out, blustered Hort. So, tell me, wise witch, how can things possibly be any worse?
We could have Tedros in our cell too, Hester replied. That would be worse. Rina spoke up. Tedros and Merlin might both be dead, the true king of Camelot and good's greatest wizard, and instead of thinking about a plan to help him, you're making jokes.
Difference between good and evil. Evil knows how to look on the bright side, Anadil murmured.
Shut up, all of you, Hester groused.
One of the pirate gods will likely check on us soon. Hort, given your father was a pirate, I'm assuming you might know these boys?
No one I'd call a friend,
Hort punted, picking at his sock.
Well, try to befriend them, Hester urged.
I'm not befriending a bunch of thugs, Hort shot back. They're not real pirates.
Talk to these boys, Hester wheedled. Get as much information as you can.
Hort hesitated.
What kind of information?
Any information, Hester pressed.
Metal creaked and slammed in the distance. The iron door. Someone had entered the dungeons.